This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. China says it is easing its one-child policy. However, pro-life and human rights activists say that eliminating a few cases of forced labor sentences and allowing a second child every other generation can hardly be called reform. Reggie Littlejohn says the problem is not the number of children allowed, but the punishment of violators with forced abortions, forced sterilizations, and even infanticide. LifeNews.com continues reporting on a daily litany of vulnerable patients whose insurance is being canceled. The Weekly Standard reports last week Democrats like Nancy Pelosi, Steny Hoyer, Xavier Becerra, and Jim Clyburn refused to apologize to those losing their policies, and some even seem to deny that the Affordable Care Act and their support for that law are responsible for the insurance cancellations. This is Life News Radio. After facing the reality of abortion, the next thing to face is that there are millions of women, men also, with an abortion in their past who need and deserve love. Yes, love and healing after an abortion. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. In other news, this week's Tuesday vote in Albuquerque over the late-term abortion ban there is giving some voters more information than some were anticipating. And look for details of a delightful invention at LifeNews.com created by an Argentinian auto mechanic. The goal of the device is to rescue babies who would otherwise die in developing countries because C-sections are not readily available. It's called the Odon device. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.